temptation is always an unusual word, because temptation for some people is a great opportunity. For some people, it's a scary proposition. But for all of us, it's a reality we have to deal with. Jesus, when he began his mission and he went into the desert to fast and pray, he was tempted to show us that in spite of the fact that Jesus was without sin, he had to endure the uncomfortableness, the unsettlingness of having temptation, something which is bad, being made out to be good and enticing him. Temptation, you would think, is obvious. And some temptations are very blunt, and they come at you full force. And those are the easiest ones to turn away. But the temptations that intertwine themselves with our process of thinking are the most difficult to see, because they become habitual. They become who we are. They say to us, you are like this. You can't change. And as we get up in the morning to the time we go to sleep at night, the subtle temptations which enter our mind begin to change our life. Now you would think that the sacred scriptures, in thinking about temptation, which is common for all of us, would try to scare us away, to remind us that this is a dangerous thing. And it does a little. But more often than not, in the Epistle to the Romans, in the Epistle of St. James, it says that temptation is an opportunity for joy and transformation. In chapter 1 of James, he goes, count it as joyful when you fall into various temptations, knowing that the trying of your faith will bring about patience. And do you remember in 1 Corinthians 13, the first characteristic St. Paul says, love is patient. We would all love for our life to be peaceful. No suffering, no confusion. We would all love our internal life to be without temptation, directed to the Lord, full of peace and joy. But St. Paul and St. James says, welcome to the world. That's not the way it is. What it is that life is a struggle, and it is a combat, and it is full of choices that from the youngest among us to the oldest among us, we have to make. But don't forget that every time you say no to something that is wrong, you have conquered. Your faith has been tested. You have gained patience. Because this is part of our human development, our faith development. So we as Christians need to look at temptations not simply as something scary, as something that is uncomfortable, but as something, once it is conquered with God's grace, is to be celebrated. Count it as joy when an evil thought comes into your mind, when an evil idea tries to enter your heart, and with God's grace you say, no, this is not what I choose. You have given yourself then the opportunity to be free. Your faith has been tested. You have gained patience, and you have grown. Suffering, temptations are uncomfortable. But these uncomfortable moments can be opportunities for the greatest growth psychologically and spiritually. We don't want them. We don't desire these bad situations. But do count it as a joyful time when you do overcome to give glory to God and say, "Thank you, Lord, for making me more patient, for making my faith firmer, to making me strong in you, to making my life better." Slava Isusu Christu.